This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
That you've entered a healing zone, wherein people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I am here in the capacity of encouraging you to become your own best doctor most of the time. So if you've decided to get back to feeling good again, how long has it been for you? Well, then you've come to the right place. This is your opportunity to become independently healthy, as opposed to the state in which most Americans are, and that is dependently sick. A chance to resurrect your good health safely and naturally. That's what we do week in, week out, same time, same place. And we thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. Now, coming up this hour, stick around because we have this week's installment of the Health Alternative of the Week. We have a health outrage of the week for you. We're going to be joined by a special guest a little bit later in the hour, and you'll recognize his name. He's a very famous political commentator, going to be commenting on some very important, interesting items. And we'll have the health mystery on the back end of this hour. We're going to begin, however, with the topic of colonoscopy, the examination that nobody ever wants, but their doctor will present to them the need to have a colonoscopy exam at around age 50, and periodically after that, maybe every 10 years, depending on your history. Higher amounts of surveillance if there's a greater pattern of concern there by doctors or a history of the family or something along that line. But a lot of people, you know, they really want to avoid colonoscopy because they've heard nightmares about it on many levels. But I wanted you to know some recent information that has landed about this colonoscopy examination. Now, if you've been with my radio show for any amount of time, you know that on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, for at least 20 years, there has been a section on the website for you to access to, free and unfettered access to an area right there on my homepage at drbob.com, and there's little tabs up at the top. One of those tabs is called self-help. Self-help. You tap on that and then you see a drop down and you'll see colonoscopy. This began with my concern over people not being educated about colonoscopies. They're going in blind. Their doctor says you need it. If you don't get it, you're going to die potentially of colorectal cancer. So unless you want to die, don't get a colonoscopy going forward. And people get scared, and so they have to go through all the stuff to get one. And I started out with one thing. I just started investigating the medical literature about colonoscopies, and I found things about it that most people will never, ever be told, mostly because doctors are busy and they don't have time to tell you. It started with one, and now we have 29 things to know before you choose a colonoscopy. And before I start this, I want you to know that I'm not recommending against colonoscopy or for it. You should, however, be a diligent consumer and perform due diligence before you have any medical exam, unless it's an emergency exam and you have no choice because you're flat on your back or you're knocked out or you're unconscious. Especially when it comes to colonoscopy exams. Because a lot of people believe that that's the only game in town, and if they don't have it, they'll die of colon cancer. Well, a colonoscopy exam, well, it does not reduce your cancer risk, but it's not me saying this. Colonoscopies search for precancerous polyps, known as adenomas, by inserting a camera up into the rectum area. If the endoscopic exam discovers a suspicious polyp, then it's promptly removed, thus nipping the cancer before it spreads. That's the whole concept behind colonoscopy. Past research always showed that colonoscopy could put a huge dent on the order of 70% in the incidence of death from colon cancer. And for decades, gastroenterologist MDs put colonoscopies on a pedestal. They have. If everyone would just get a colonoscopy screening just once a decade, doctors believed it could practically make colorectal cancer extinct. That according to Dr. Michael Bretthauer, a gastroenterologist himself and a medical doctor, a researcher in Norway. But results from a clinical trial that he led throw confidence in colonoscopy's dominance into doubt. This is no small study, by the way. The researchers recruited 80,000 people between the ages of 55 and 64. Roughly 28,000 of the participants were randomly selected to receive an invitation to get a colonoscopy, and the rest were about the usual care, which did not include regular colonoscopy screening. And the trial primary analysis found that colonoscopy only cut colon cancer risk by roughly a fifth, far below past estimates of the test's efficacy, but it did not provide, I repeat, did not provide any significant reduction in colon cancer death. In other words, you know, doctors are pitching people on colonoscopies that if you don't get it, you're going to die of colorectal cancer. Well, this gastroenterologist, MD, based on his study, saying, no, that's not true. It's just not true. It won't change the death from colorectal cancer if you do not get a colonoscopy. And he was shocked. This is a landmark study. It's the first randomized trial showing outcomes exposing people to colonoscopy screening versus no colonoscopy. And I think we were all expecting something very different. The doctor's words and some of the other gastroenterologists around the United States going, oh my gosh, I didn't know colonoscopy or the lack thereof would, you know, not reduce the colon cancer risk. Well, it would reduce the colon cancer risk, but it doesn't reduce the risk of death from colon cancer. And that is a very important distinction because people make the decision to have a colonoscopy because they think that if they don't, they're going to die miserably with colorectal cancer. And this particular study, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, says no. With the recent entry in this case of this particular study, and this is a big money maker for the medical industrial complex. These colonoscopies cost about $3,000 a pop, and that doesn't even include all the accoutrements that go with it, as in the anesthesia and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some people come out of there with a huge bill. And you might be saying to yourself, well, my insurance pays it. Well, yeah, that's true. Many insurance companies pay a great deal of it, but somebody's going to pay for it. And that could be part of what drives it. And again, I'm pointing out here, I am not suggesting to you in any manner that you not have a colonoscopy examination. That's something you'll have to choose yourself. And whatever decision you make on that, I support that, your decision. But you should also go into this exam knowing that it will not reduce your cancer death risk. It won't. Oh, yes, it might find the polyp, which are very common and can certainly be the initiation of a stage of cancers. That's for sure. That's why they remove them. And that, by the way, once they start nipping on those things, the numbers of costs go way up. The colonoscopy exam at $3,000 is just the exam. Once you start nipping around, so you see how it's cash, path to cash, and cha-ching for this whole industry. Our special guest, coming up later in the show. Are you tired of feeling stressed with no energy and feeling out of balance? Hi, everyone. Dr. Bob Martin here. You can experience vibrant health and revitalize your well-being with Tahiti Traders Noni Juice, the amazing adaptogen. Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you restore your body's natural balance so you can feel good again.
As you know, my name's Joni. I'm 35 years old. First things first, I don't like Noni. I love Noni. Okay. Noni has been literally one of the best finds in my entire life. Anytime I take a hiatus from it, I regret it and I'm going right back to it because there's nothing else that compares. It is absolutely amazing. I'm a believer forever, honestly.
Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you heal, balance stress, and release energy and stamina, boost your immune system, and so much more. Look for Tahiti Traders Original Noni Juice at GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most natural health food stores, or TahitiTrader.com.
Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Oh, wow. The co-pilot of the show, Alex, throwing on there some
sounded like some Zen vibration. Maybe I need to be in a more Zen zone today. And he's trying to get me there by having me listen to that Mongolian chant that just went off, I think. Well, good luck with that, Alex. I don't know whether or not it worked. We'll see. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program. Now, if you were with us the last segment, I just spoke about colonoscopy exams, new finding from a very prominent gastroenterologist, medical doctor researcher, who's disclosing now, based on his results of looking at 80,000 people, in the clinical examination, that colonoscopy exams do not reduce cancer death risks. But don't believe me or him. Do your due diligence before you choose to have it. And especially go over to my website and read the 29 things to consider before having a colonoscopy. There are some very important information there to read. We're not trying to talk people into them or out of them, but you should go in with your eyes open. That way you'll have a more informed decision. You can find the tab on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, and then look for the tab self-help at the top. Tap on that, and you'll see a drop-down, and then click on colonoscopy, and you'll be reading the 29 things to consider that your doctor may not have told you about colonoscopy before you decide on that exam. And furthermore, look, we're talking about reducing a very common form of cancer, colorectal cancer. I mean, usually the medical profession does great things, but in this case, it's only about fix stuff when it breaks. Wait until something happens before you do something about it. How about proven lifestyle factors that can increase and decrease your risk of colorectal cancer? That's what I'm more interested in. I want doctors to start talking to their patients and saying, look, okay, you should get your weight down because we know being overweight increases your risk of colorectal cancer. We know that your consumption of processed red meats increases your risk of colorectal cancers. But that's not what doctors talk about. They talk about colonoscopies, exams and procedures and cut and slice and dice and then doctors need to be talking about, you know, if your diet is low in fruits and vegetables, your risk of colorectal cancer goes up. And if your body is low in vitamin D, your risk of colorectal cancer goes up. But they don't talk about that. Low levels of physical activity, that's another risk. Low levels of fiber in the diet, another risk. Eating food additives in your diet, another risk. Your microbiome, very important to reducing your risk of colorectal cancer. The consumption of alcohol in excess drives up the risk of colorectal cancer, as does tobacco use. But are doctors talking about it? Not much. Mostly about go get the exam. I get it. They don't have much time. But we need to do a better job of educating people, and I hope you see that. All right, it's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's installment of the Health Alternative of the Week. All right, since we're on the topic of colonoscopy and the fact that those exams don't reduce the cancer death risk on these latest findings out of the Netherlands, a gastroenterologist, I thought I would insert here, no pun intended, the health alternative of the week is something called Super Colon Cleanse by a company by the name of Health Plus. Health Plus is the company. Super Colon Cleanse is the supplement, and it's available at natural grocery stores nationwide. If you can't go to the pot like you should be, number two, you're not alone. At least 20, 25, 30% of Americans have bowel movements less than three times a week. And when they do go to the bowel movement area, the output is hard, it's small, and it's sometimes painful, which increases your risk of hemorrhoids and just a lot of pain. Now, everyone's different, but optimally, somebody says, well, how many bowel movements should I have, doctor? How many are healthy? What's normal? Well, two bowel movements a day, minimum. One, you're sort of, you know, one a day is fine, but any less than that, you're constipated. You are. You might be asking yourself, why can't you poop? Well, maybe not enough water. Maybe an unhealthy diet with not enough fiber in it. Maybe you're taking some sort of a medication or iron supplements that can cause you constipation. Maybe you're not moving about. You're on the couch too much. Lack of exercise. All of these can increase your risk of not having enough bowel movements. This week's health alternative of the week, Super Colon Cleanse by a company called Health Plus, will turn your poop into the world's highest paying slot machine, helping with occasional constipation, with a gentle colon cleansing, and intestinal detox. What does this contain? Well, you might ask that. Senna leaf powder, which is a natural herb that encourages mild contractions to help the digestive system eliminate that waste which is caught up inside you. Papaya leaf to help break down the proteins and support and maintain health of the gastrointestinal area. It's got rosehip fruit powder in it, which is rich in vitamin C, which is key to these types of problems. So if you are not going at least twice a day, because, I mean, let's face it, you're eating three times a day, okay, so there should be a byproduct of eating three times a day. It's sort of like a bird. Think, what do birds do? They eat, they drop. They eat, they drop. They eat, they drop. And humans should be the same way. If you eat, there should be some droppings, as in number two. I'm not going to get too graphic, too much TMI here. I'm not going to go there. But the Super Colon Cleanse for people who are constipated, which are people who have, in my opinion, less than one bowel movement every single day. If you're having a bowel movement every other day, every 3 days, you are major constipated. And what is optimal? At least two. And some people who are super healthy drop three times a day. It's that simple. So along with getting hydrated, staying hydrated, that means about half your body weight in ounces of water per day, pure water, please, not sink water, eating more fiber, getting regular exercise, and taking something like this or other things, Super Colon Cleanse by Health Plus is the way to go. Now, if you can't find it, if you're not lucky enough to have a natural grocer's store in your community, you can go over to their website at naturalgrocers.com, naturalgrocers.com, and look for this week's health alternative of the week, Super Colon Cleanse by Health Plus, this week's health alternative of the week. All right, let's see if we can get another phone call squeezed in before the bottom of the hour. Here is Linda calling in from Utah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Linda, hello.
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you, Linda?
I wanted to ask you, I ordered the Terry Naturally polyphenols, mm-hmm. but I wanted to check to see if I need to continue to take my multivitamins and my calcium, magnesium, and your zinc and your vitamin D. Do I need those beyond the polyphenols, too?
Yes, you do. Because as okay. we addressed that with Terry, I tried to cover that. I hope that I did sufficiently. And I said to him, will, multivitamins and minerals really cover the polyphenol? He said, no, not really, because there's not enough of those other special ingredients like the curcumin, like the green tea, like the grape seed extract, like the apple. You won't find those in your average multivitamin and minerals. So the polyphenol, on top of that is going to meet the needs on those days that we don't get the 9 servings of fresh fruits and organic fruits and vegetables. So I'm glad you asked that question for clarification, Linda. I appreciate your phone call. Good health to you. All right, coming up is the health outrage of the week. Stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
You are tuned in to the largest radio health talk show in the United States, Weekend Health Talk Show, in large part thanks to you. We so appreciate you being here. Make sure you tell other people to tune in as well. Jot down the call letters of the radio station you're hearing during the breaks, the frequency on the dial, and the time of the day, and just tell as many people as you can. Send it out to your social media platform as well, and they will appreciate you for sure. Now, I want to clarify what our last caller, Linda from Utah, was asking about. We had an interview with Terry Lemeron from Terry Naturally Vitamins, and we were discussing the fact that most Americans do not get the recommended 9 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables, hopefully organic. And so the fill-in for that would be to take a supplement called Polyphenol Defense, which has all the supplementation that will fill in the gaps where you're otherwise not getting the fresh fruits and vegetables every day. The green tea extract, the apple extract, the propolis, the curcumin, the grapeseed, it's all in there. And if you want to find out more about that, you can hit their website at terrynaturallyvitamins.com. terrynaturallyvitamins.com. Or you can call them directly if you like at 866-598-5487, 866-598-5487, and look for Terry Naturally Vitamins Polyphenol Defense in finer health food stores everywhere. It's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's installment of the Health Outrage of the Week.
It's time for the Health Outrage. It's nothing but
it is our outrageous. And by the way, also, before we get to the health outrage, we're going to have a special guest coming up, John Gibson, a best-selling conservative author, political commentator, and one of Fox News Channel's most outspoken and enduring personalities. He's going to be with us shortly here. But this week's health outrage of the week is the following. Would I lie to you is the question. Would I lie to you? Question mark. Children who speak blunt truths are judged more harshly by adults than those who tell white lies to be polite. Kids who would tell someone that they have spinach on their teeth are judged more harshly than those who keep quiet. A new study has found researchers at Texas State University showed that 267 adult videos of children between the ages of 6 and 15 telling the truth or lying in different social situations. They were then asked to rate their view of the kids, and those who told blunt truths gave worse impression to those willing to tell a white lie. The results suggest that young children are exposed to conflicting messages about whether to be honest or lie to be polite or to protect others. The lead author, Dr. Lori Brimball, said, and I quote, "This research tends to show there exists a complicated relationship with the truth that children must navigate to learn what is socially acceptable. Most parents will have been embarrassed or upset by their children's brutal honesty at some point. Learning to tell lies is normal as a part of children's social development," which happens to be, by the way, the outrage of the week. "Children are more likely to be dishonest if they discover their parents don't tell the truth themselves. So many parents make the mistake consciously or unconsciously. Next, we say to our children, do not lie to me or else. And don't lie to others either. Always tell the truth." And yet they're getting this conflicting information. And that is why it qualified as the health outrage of the week. All right, now then, let's turn our attention to our special guest. Excuse me. John Gibson's with us. John is a best-selling conservative author, political commentator, and one of Fox News Channel's most outspoken and enduring personality. John's newest novel entitled Death in the Reeds, a Mickey Judge mystery, is available, by the way, at Amazon, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. We'll circle back to that in a moment, but let us welcome to the program John Gibson. Good day to you, John.
Dr. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I hope you are too, and I want to tell you that I appreciate it. It's an honor to have you on the show. I asked you to come on here because as a political commentator, you've, of course, had to deal with all these topics over the last 2.5 years related to COVID, but I wanted to ask you some questions about that, and then I'm going to ask you later a little bit more about your novel, and congratulations on that. But since at least 2011, we know that the word vaccine has been defined by the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, and Quasi-Prevention as a product that triggers immunity, whereas vaccination was described as an injection preventing a disease. Well, here's my question to you. These COVID, I call them COVID shots. I can't call them vaccines because they're not really vaccines in the truest sense of the word as we know it, even though Merriam-Webster's, they've changed the definition. What do you make of all this, John?
I was interested in this because I was listening to your previous commentary a moment ago about lying. And this is classic because this is pure lying. It's not a vaccine. I got a polio vaccine. I didn't get polio. Mm-hmm. I got a COVID vaccine. I got COVID.
Yeah.
It didn't prevent me from getting the disease. And my doctors have told me over and over and over and over, yeah, but it prevents you from getting severe disease, particularly, you know, that severe respiratory problem that people were having at the outbreak of COVID, where people were essentially drowning in their own lungs. But they call it a vaccine because it's more of a marketing label than a medical label. And, all right, fine. But I have other questions, too. I was recently diagnosed with AFib, atrial fibrillation, and never had it before, obviously, and it seemed to coincide with my taking the vaccine and the vaccine booster. Now, I haven't had the second booster, but I had the first. And I'm just wondering, what do you know about the relationship between AFib and these vaccines?
Well, I'm on board with the same kind of philosophy that the Florida Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Latipo, is now recommending, that adult men who are under 40 stay completely away from COVID-19 shots. Now, I know you're a little bit older than age 40, but it tells you something. It tells us that this experimental vaccine is targeting an area of the body which happens to be maybe the chink in your armor, the weakness. It's not going to go to the strongest part. It's going to go to the weakest part and find that part. It's sort of like having a sprained ankle. It's always, you're going to be straining it again if you put stress on that ankle, and this is the same concept. You put those spike proteins into that arm, they go everywhere, and they start multiplying, and those toxic spike proteins are going to find tissue that's not able to tolerate them, i.e. the heart tissue, and it may set it into motion, and that's probably what's going on here, John, and I'm sorry to hear that. We'll be right back. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimal neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Go catch
hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We are with a special guest by the name of John Gibson. He's the best-selling conservative author, political commentator. He's been on Fox News Channel as an outspoken and enduring personality for years. And his latest publication, his latest book, you should check it out, entitled Death in the Reeds, A Mickey Judge Mystery. That's available over at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, by the way. We're here with him talking about COVID and some questions that I had of him related to that. Now, John, you may have also noted that the lockdowns that were associated with COVID, we're now learning that they had absolutely no effect at slowing down the virus. The mask lie was also another one. We know masks don't work. I've had leading virologists, world authority virologists on from the very beginning in February of 2020. Dr. Judy Mikovits said, no, masks aren't going to stop. And then Dr. Tony Fauci was caught in a tape repeating the same thing years ago, but then he turned on a dime and changed the whole thing. What do you make of all these lies and deceptions?
The only thing I could ascribe it to is panic, that these authorities on public health had no idea what to do, and they had, you know, the public clamoring at their doorstep through the media, you know, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And they knew that that they didn't have an answer. They didn't have a, I'm making air quotes here, vaccine. They didn't have therapeutics. All they could do is you know, what do you call the sugar pill
placebo.
In medicine? Yeah, placebo. All they had was placebos. You know, here, this mask placebo, put that on. Here. You have to get the vaccine because it'll prevent transmission. And if you don't take it, we're going to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, well, no, it doesn't prevent transmission. And worse, they knew. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, what really, really upsets me about it is that it degrades the credibility of public health officials. And listen, I covered the AIDS, outbreak in San Francisco in the early 80s, and, you know, public health officials were telling people like Mayor Dianne Feinstein, she was then the mayor, you have to close the bathhouses. Well, you know, the gay community in San Francisco did not want those bathhouses closed,
mm-hmm.
but Dianne went with the advice of public health officials, and it helped stem the tide. Now, you know, if in the future, every time the next Dr. Fauci opens his mouth, nobody believes him, I don't know how we beat, you know, pandemics.
Well, I know, but Governor Ron DeSantis had a cure for that. You just chuck the little guy across the Potomac. I mean, that's what you do. Because every time he opens his mouth, more misinformation, disinformation, he knows full well is incorrect because he's on previous tapes saying just the opposite. So how can the public trust anybody after they learn, you know, looking in the rearview mirror of all the deception, dishonesty that has occurred within our government and those health officials that we should know and trust?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm faced with the same question now. Do I take the second booster? And all of my doctors, and now I'm at the age where that's what I do. I go to doctors. I'm retired from working. Now I go to doctors. Mm-hmm. And all of my doctors say, yes, take it. And yet, you know, my kidney numbers aren't good. I got AFib. What, you know, and it all occurs at the same time that I was taking these vaccines and boosters. I guess I'm going to go ahead and take it because I don't want to get, you know, seriously sick with COVID this next COVID season.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish they would just, you know, tell the truth. And they're starting to. I mean, you know, you go in to get your shot, and it's funny. They don't call it the COVID vaccine anymore. They call it the COVID shot, like it's a flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so we're the truth is starting to leak out around the edges.
It is. You bring up something important. It's sort of like, you know, when we're young, you know, we're chasing money And as we get older, we're spending all that money and we're chasing our health, it seems. Just an amazing thing. Now, before time gets away from us too fast here, I want to have you take the opportunity, John, to tell about your new novel, Death in the Reeds, a Mickey Judge mystery.
Well, thank you. Look, I was a reporter forever. We're always, as a reporter, asking the question of ourselves, you know, what happened here? What's the real story? We have the vague outlines of it. So I decided that there are some mysteries that came up in the news, and people have never been able to solve them. And they would be good subjects for a mystery novel. And this one, a priceless antiquity was stolen from the Iraq Museum at the start of the Iraq War, and it still has not been recovered. I called it Death in the Reeds. Scholars know it as the Lioness and the Nubian Boy, and it's this very small ivory carved plaque that's 3,000 years old showing a lioness killing a young boy. And so what happened to it? It's still missing. So in this story, we follow the guy who stole it, and then we follow Mickey Judge, a TV reporter, when the object sort of comes into his area, and he's trying to track down what really happened to it.
All right.
And I think...
Let me do this, John. We'll hear a little bit more about this and where to get it right after this break. We'll be right back.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone, because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll-free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
I just want to feel this moment. Oh, oh, oh. check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, we are back, and we are with our special guest, John Gibson, conservative political commentator and author, and the recent book, that his novel just out, Death in the Reeds, A Mickey Judge Mystery. John, we just have a minute or so left in our interview. I want to give people the opportunity to know how they can get a copy of it, to hear the rest of the story, as we say, with your novel.
Well, Amazon.com. Death in the Reeds by John Gibson, and you hit the little place your order button, and it's on your doorstep in 2 days. I might add, the first Mickey Judge mystery was called O.J.'s Knife. And that's another story where the knife was never found except in my novel. And it's a Mickey Judge mystery. So if you want the complete John Gibson bookshelf, you have to get O.J.'s Knife and Death in the Reeds, both of them available at Amazon.com. Simply hit place your order, and it'll be on your doorstep in 2 days.
All right. Super. Congratulations again. It's an honor to talk to you, John, and you take good care of yourself, sir. All right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the health mystery of the week, I want to remind you that we talked earlier in the show about the fact that America suffers more cancer deaths per capita than Mexico, Ethiopia, and Iraq. You have options. There are holistic oncology options available at Brio Medical. Brio Medical offers advanced, science-based, natural therapies for people who have cancer at any stage and at any cause. So I would suggest, if you or somebody you know does not want to have to endure chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, get a second opinion, a true second opinion, because there now exists science-based alternative holistic ways to prevent and treat cancer using non-chemo, non-radiation, and non-surgical techniques. This is a form of comprehensive care that they are making it available to you, their team of doctors at Brio Medical. Look them up online at briomedical.com, B-R-I-O medical.com, or call them at 844-411-2746, 844-411-BRIO or briomedical.com. All right, let's see if we can squeeze this in. Health mystery of the week, that is. Why stroking dogs is good for you. Not that you need an excuse. Petting pooches engages the part of the brain responsible for social and emotional interaction. Researchers at the University of Basel in Switzerland compared brain scans of study participants while they were stroking the dogs, the pooch, and a cuddly toy. They found that viewing, feeling, and touching the dog engaged the part of the brain that regulates and possesses social or emotional interactions known as the prefrontal cortex, in a way that petting the cuddly toy did not. So pet the dog, chill. That's the health mystery.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.